You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. He speaks in Wanakee this afternoon and Milwaukee tonight. Republicans have been urging Trump to spend some time in Wisconsin's bluest counties. Democrat Kamala Harris stumps in the Fox Valley on Thursday. Voters in Wausau can use their absentee ballot drop box again. A replacement is in place after Mayor Doug Dinney removed the original one last week. The Marathon County DA says the Portage County Sheriff's Department is looking into whether Dinney broke the law. The people who declare the winners on election night say they plan to be fast, accurate, and transparent. Anna Johnson is Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. She says her organization is in the business of declaring winners, not projecting them.
The only way we declare races, so whether it's a presidential race or it's, you know, state legislative races, is when we are absolutely certain that there is no way that the trailing candidate can overtake the leading candidate.
Johnson speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Quick Trip convenience stores will start installing electric vehicle chargers to what the company calls a strategic number of locations throughout the Midwest. Quick Trip isn't saying yet where or how many. The company promises they'll be some of the fastest chargers on the market and can power up as many as 4 vehicles per stand. A state grant program helps people with water contaminated by farm runoff pay for new wells. Tom Van Lowe lives in Marathon County. He says the program helped save him $12,000.
We knew for years that we were drinking contaminated water, so it gave us a lot of peace of mind.
County agents around Wisconsin say they'd like to see the program expanded so more people in need can be eligible. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is trying again to change PFAS regulations for drinking water. Last week, the Natural Resources Board approved a request to start the process. Republican lawmakers blocked the DNR's last push for remediation steps. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth teen found guilty of second-degree intentional murder in the 2022 shooting death of a 17-year-old has been sentenced to prison. On Monday, 19-year-old Corey Young was sentenced to 27 and a half years in prison on the charges. According to court documents, Young and the victim got into a verbal altercation at an apartment building in the Endian neighborhood before Young shot him. The victim was taken to a Duluth hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Young was only 17 at the time but was tried in adult court. Northwest Wisconsin farmers say they're struggling with crop damage caused by wildlife. Farmers in Ruskin-Sawyer counties are reporting thousands of dollars of lost crops as deer, elk, and bears claim the crops as their own or trample on them. While farmers can enroll in the Wildlife Damage Abatement and Claims Program, their reimbursement for lost crops is capped at $10,000, while in recent years, some farmers have claimed as much as over $100,000 in lost crops. They're looking for a better solution. The Superior National Forest has issued campfire restrictions as wildfire danger continues to rise. The restrictions went into place on Tuesday in the Boundary Water Canoe Area Wilderness and prohibits the building of campfires, charcoal grills and barbecues, coal and wood-burning stoves. Officials say gas or propane cook stoves are still allowed and are safer than campfires due to the higher wildfire danger. Officials are also asking visitors to keep their campfires small, attend to them at all times, and put them out fully. An East Troy man was killed in a motorcycle accident in Sawyer County over the weekend. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, 56-year-old Brad Burdett was traveling on Phipps Road in the town of Lenroot when he went off the road and into a ditch before traveling hundreds of feet more and coming to a rest. He was ejected from the motorcycle and was pronounced deceased at the scene when authorities arrived. Nobody else was reported injured, and the crash remains under investigation by the Sheriff's Office. Area residents got a chance to see what driving a city bus for the Duluth Transit Authority is like on Friday. It was the Transit Authority's third annual Your Turn to Drive event, which aims to allow residents to test the buses on a closed track in the hopes that they'll consider a new career as a driver. Transit Authority officials say while their driver shortage is getting better, they are still in need of new drivers. They also provided attendees with information on openings in their driving classes that will take place over the winter. A Barron County man was killed in a vehicle-on-motorcycle crash near Cameron on Sunday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on County Road W at 19th Street just west of the town. 63-year-old Jerry Rogers of Barron was driving a motorcycle when he collided with the vehicle being driven by a 74-year-old woman. He was pronounced deceased at the scene when authorities arrived and the woman was treated and released. The Sheriff's Department is still investigating the cause of the crash. The Superior Police Department has launched a new pedestrian safety initiative aimed at improving the walkability and safety of area roads. The initiative will see a significant increase in the enforcement of pedestrian safety laws, as well as a public education campaign on the department's social media pages. The initiative will target both pedestrians who don't follow crosswalk laws, as well as drivers who fail to yield the right-of-way to pedestrians crossing legally. Authorities say pedestrian safety is a significant community concern. Duluth residents are complaining about trash pileup as the city's waste management services experience significant delays. They're also complaining that bears have taken to removing the trash themselves, putting residents in danger of coming into contact with them. Officials say area bears are likely running short on food in the wild and have become more aggressive in seeking food from the trash around the city. Officials are asking residents to be diligent about how long their trash is left out as the pickup delays are addressed. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
It's about getting them ready. We're going to face one of the best teams in baseball, whoever it is, with a lot of firepower. With a guy on the mound that's good. You know, you can say, well, he only had 4 days or we only had 3 days. This time of year, you can throw all that stuff out the window. It's about being ready to play, and we're going to play against somebody good. So, you know, buckle your chin strap and let's roll.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that the Packers had a lot to clean up after the 31-29 loss to the Minnesota Vikings in Week 4.
You got to be focused in terms of very intentional about what you're trying to get accomplished. When you look at it, we've had two tight games that we've lost, and we got to make sure that we don't put ourselves in those positions where they do cost you.
Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Music legend Kris Kristofferson passed away over the weekend at the age of 88. Kristofferson is a 3-time Grammy and Golden Globe winner and was a respected actor as well. He was the star of the original A Star Is Born in 1976, playing opposite Barbra Streisand. Kris Kristofferson was also part of an all-star band called The Highwaymen with Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings. Kristofferson received a Rhodes Scholarship in literature, but soon after joined the U.S. Army, where he achieved the rank of captain and flew helicopters. Kris Kristofferson was a prolific activist advocating for farmers' rights, workers' rights, and immigrant rights. He famously supported Sinead O'Connor during a Bob Dylan tribute concert, shortly after she ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live in an effort to call attention to child abuse within the Catholic Church. Kristofferson hugged her on stage and called her courageous. Kristofferson died in Hawaii surrounded by his family, but a cause of death was not given. He was a true American original. In Wow Were We Ever Wrong news, many of the writers on Saturday Night Live did not think Will Ferrell was funny when he first joined the show. Ferrell recalls the early days in the new Netflix documentary Will and Harper, in which Ferrell and former Saturday Night Live writer Harper Steele take a cross-country road trip. Steele started on the show the same time Ferrell did and said the rest of the cast and writers thought Ferrell was a dud, but she just knew he wasn't. Will Ferrell got the last laugh as he went on to be an SNL favorite and star in movies like Elf and Anchorman. About every 10 years or so, Barry Williams shows up in the news and spills the tea about his fellow Brady Bunch cast members. A few years ago, he talked about his crush on his TV mom, Florence Henderson, and their innocent kiss. And now Williams is saying all the cast members hooked up. Williams, who played Greg Brady, says he hooked up with Marsha, the actors who played Peter and Jan dated, and even Bobby and Cindy dated. Relax, folks. They were step-siblings. And actors. Well, if you're like me, you like your robots wild. And so do most people who went to the movies last weekend. The Wild Robot found itself atop the weekend box office, topping $36 million at the gate. The Wild Robot tells the story of Roz, which is short for something robotic. Roz ends up on a desert island and befriends a goose. A for originality, if nothing else. Coming in second in its fourth week of release was Beetlejuice Beetlejuice, with over $16 million bucks at the gate. Transformers 1, an animated prequel of the Transformers franchise, came in third place with $9 million. The Indian film Devara
Part 1 sort of flew under the radar but still came in fourth place, and the thriller Speak No Evil ended in fifth place with a little over $4 million. This week's box office dud was Francis Ford Coppola's passion project Megalopolis, which managed just $4 million total on almost 2,000 screens. I think he's got enough street cred that his legacy will remain intact. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are finally going to start to feel a little like fall. Today, mostly sunny and cooler with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with a high back into the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.